Well, it'd be the second annual fitness fest. What we've done is decided that health and fitness have quite often been approached from the negative. We want to do some things for people who are already healthy, who could do things to be healthier. Essentially, it used to be a situation in our country where most death was due and illness was due to infectious or contagious diseases. Now about 50% of the deaths can be attributed to lifestyle. 50% of the deaths in the top causes of death are related to lifestyle. And so we're doing things to look at weight, to look at nutrition, to look at exercise patterns, to look at a number of things like that. We'll have one day where communities will come, our agencies within the community will come up and have various kinds of booths. We'll have a day with of assessment, and we'll have a day with various workshops.
You said this is what we're doing. When does it start? How's it going to be operated?
It'll be going the 1st of February. We've found that generally people who get depressed and down during winter and such, that happens in February, so we plan it for the first 3 days of February. It'll be almost all of it occurring in Wood Center.
Now, is the program going to be just a three-day program, or is it more than that?
What we did last year and what we're planning to do again this year is have a month-long time with an assessment following that up. People who want to change habits, who want to change their eating habits, want to change some of the things, can come in for an assessment follow-up time a month later. So we'll do it again at the end of the month, or the 1st of March.
Are you having any activities or any programs to encourage them to fruitfully fulfill, use that time between the first 3 days and the last 3 days?
We'll try to give them as much information as we can. We'll be setting up some fitness course in Wood Center. We'll be trying to give them things that they can monitor themselves with.
Are you going to have any weight building class, weightlifting classes, or weight watching classes?
We're planning a weight workshop for weightlifting kind of thing.
What about fat people like me?
Well, we'll be having nutrition assessments. We'll be having a skin fold test where people can look at their weight and how much weight they're carrying. We'll be doing things, aerobic exercise workshops. We'll be having the Harvard Step Test to look at one's aerobic condition. A number of things like that that people can participate in and get information.
How successful was this last year?
Many things were so busy that we didn't have time to get more people in.
What were some of those, and how are you going to accommodate them this year?
The skin fold test was one of the most popular ones. People looking, it's probably one of the best ways to look at one's fat and how much one has, rather, because we all vary so much in our bone structure and such. It's a way of folding the skin, measuring it, and seeing, making a pretty good estimate of the amount of body fat. We're adding more time for that kind of activity.
Now, how does this work? I know that I'm roughly 5'11", and I weigh just over 200 pounds, and I feel and look fatter than some of the people I know who are the same height and the same weight. So what does this mean?
That is something I don't know a lot about.
All right. If you could go through the list and just tell me some of the things you'll actually be doing.
Okay, we'll be having a fitness course. We'll be doing some things with flexibility, with strength. We'll be doing some psychological kinds of inventories, looking at the change and the stress people are under in their lives. We'll be looking at their diets. We're going to have one full day going from about 10 in the morning to about 5 in the afternoon of assessment things people can drop into booths and have various kinds of assessments. We're also going to have one full day, same hours, where we have booths that will be operated by people in the community. They'll be doing things. A person can even be assessed on whether or not they're becoming diabetic. We're going to have various kinds of assessments like that and booths put on where people can look into information on stopping their smoking habits, being able to look into alcohol consumption and being able to cut back on that.
Now, who will be running these booths? University personnel or American Heart Association? Who's going to be doing this?
A lot of it's going to be university of personnel. Where one day is going to be all community people from various agencies within the community.
Agencies like the Heart Association and Red Cross.
Breast Cancer Detection, American Cancer Society, the Dental Society, American Red Cross, some other agencies.
You're jumping around quite a bit. Is there anything I haven't asked you that you would like to include in this? I can kill it for a second. What is the long-term advantage to participating in this health fair?
Okay, I think that the lifestyle is critical to one's life expectancy and how much one can do in one's life. And where it used to be thought that health care was the responsibility of physicians, now it's seen more and more that it's the responsibility of the individual.
And is it to my advantage to take some partake in this?
I think it makes a lot of difference. It can make a lot of difference in one's life expectancy, in their weight, in the ability to be able to do different kinds of exercises. The diet one takes part in can make a tremendous difference. Last year we were able to distribute a little thing where people could evaluate their life patterns and predict their own life expectancy.
Yeah, I died at 23 minutes last year. No. Okay, last year you had, if I remember correctly, a swimming where people got together and swam a couple of times.
Mm-hmm.
And a little bit of some jogging too. Is this again?
We're changing some of that around. Some of the things that were less used last year were dropping out. We're trying to improve it as much as we can, and so we're trying to use more things that were used, drop out some of the things that weren't used. We're making it from 5 days to 3 days. We've moved it to an earlier time in the semester so we wouldn't hit during midterms. We've made a number of modifications to try to improve the system.
So this year is more of a education and less of an activity program?
There's some of both. The activities will be the assessment kinds of things where people can get in and evaluate themselves. We're trying to move the assessment things into Wood Center as much as possible, where people are more likely to be. Many of the people who are down in the Patty Center are probably already doing things.
Who can participate in your program?
This is for our faculty, staff, and students.
So anybody in the university community can come find out.
Right.
Did you have any success stories from last year you'd like to share? Anyone came up and say you changed my life or anything like that?
I think it's a matter of changing the critical mass, and it's a lot of little things. It's a direction we're going in that we think that most of us believe pretty strongly in. I don't think we're going to make this one thing will make a big change.
One thing I've noticed, an unscientific personal observation, is that Alaskans tend to be heavier than people in the lower 48. Is this something associated with this that you're going to be addressing, or is this an invalid comparison?
I'm not aware of that. That's the first I've heard of it.
Okay.